Here is a WBAI breaking news piece. A U.S. judge orders compassionate release of jailed former civil rights lawyer on December 31st, 2013 at 5:05 p.m. Judge John G. Codal of the United States District Court issued a compassionate release of former attorney Lynn Stewart. Lynn Irene Stewart was born October 8, 1939. She's a former attorney who was known for representing controversial, poor, and often unpopular defendants. She was convicted on charges of conspiracy and providing material supporting terrorists in 2005 and sentenced to 28 months in prison. WBAI producer Bob Lederer spoke to Lynn Stewart just moments after her release.
Hi.
Lynn? Is that Lynn?
Hi. I'm afraid. Who am I talking to?
This is Bob Lederer.
Well, hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Lynn, we're so thrilled about your release. This is a wonderful, wonderful day and a perfect way to ring in the new year. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling halfway good. I'm a little tired out. I'm going to try to put my feet up and you know, get ready to come back, long flight tomorrow, and be ready to go get him again. But I must say, things moved at a very, very rapid pace today, and all the stress of everything and getting into there was really quite something. So, but I'm okay, and hopefully we'll be back in New York tomorrow, and that'll be, then Ralph will have to make plans to hire Yankee Stadium so we can talk to all the people.
That's right. Absolutely. A fitting welcome for you. Yeah, I read the email that you had sent out earlier today. It was very sweet. And as always, you know, you're always thinking of the larger community and, you know, the supporters who've really helped to make this day possible, but inspired by your struggle over the years and in particular your courage in fighting for this long overdue compassionate release. So,
well, coming from you, Bob, someone who struggled for so many people, for so many things, that really means a great deal to me. Yes, it was a long struggle, but there were so many wonderful people, and it's just ironic that yesterday I got 87 pieces of mail.
Wow.
And I don't think that inspired them to let me go, but, you know, it does. They notice stuff like that. You know that. And these are from people, just everyday people, lovely people, you know, who wanted to say, I'm with you, keep up the good work, keep on being the wonderful person you are. And that is everything to me.
Well, I totally echo that sentiment. Absolutely. We're all just so excited to see you back here and, you know, in the loving arms of your family.
We finally won, my man. We won this.
I know. Yeah, how about that? Perfect way to end the year.
After all these years, it's good. Okay. So I think we'll be back in New York probably tomorrow, sometime like 1 or 2. So, you know, we'll be in touch, Bob, definitely.
Very good, and we'll get the word out to listeners as to when we'll be able to welcome you properly. But just I know you need to run. Just do you have any last words to the listeners before you go tonight? I know this is a lot going on.
I wouldn't be sitting in this hotel room with Ralph in downtown Fort Worth if it hadn't been for all the people who put the effort in and who did the, you know, who directed their very strong spiritual selves towards making it happen. You know, I have no doubt about that whatsoever. And it's what kept me going in jail, because jail is not a nice place. And I promised all the women I left behind me that I would never forget them and that I will go on fighting for them for the rest of my life, to change the conditions of that jail and get people going, and my second, of course, my political prisoners, to get the political prisoners home. Well, both of those things would be my focus probably for the rest of my life.
Well, that's a really crucial thing to communicate, and it's just, you know, it's just so inspiring that you've always put the people who are oppressed in this country and around the world first and foremost, and even ahead of your own dire situation, and for that we are eternally grateful. So thank you for everything you've done over the years, Lynn. Thank you for being an inspiration, and we eagerly await your return to New York.
Thank you, Bob.
Fly safe and be well.
I'm good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn Stewart arrives at LaGuardia Airport today, January 1st, 2014, at 11:30 a.m. here in New York City. Stay tuned for more breaking news on WBAI New York 99.5 FM.